All righty. Kathy, I know you're going to stay on the line unless you already hung up.
No, I'm here.
Yeah, you're so you get in the pattern of this. There's my hard close for Brad's recording. What time is it now, Kathy?
Quarter to.
Quarter till? Oh, okay.
No, not quite. I guess 22. I'm sorry. My clock.
22. Oh, okay. Okay, good. I try and hit that 7:40 or that 40 minutes, you know, past the hour as best as we can. And I know there's going to be other people joining us on the call, and I'm going
to
make this short.
I'd like to touch one thing on the technology.
Absolutely.
You know, I have a master's degree in technology management.
Oh, jeez. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it means, you know, it means I can do a lot of things. But technology is changing so fast.
Yep.
And it's moving so fast that we have to keep up on our skills. So when I tell people, you know, and some people here know what my education is, and they say, oh, you need help figuring out, you know, how to get this stuff on your iPhone and this and this and this, and they're just like shocked. And I go, well, yeah, technology is moving so fast. I have to constantly be educating myself.
Yep.
Ah.
Yep.
I will show them to you when I get down there.
I'm looking for. I've seen them, and just the simple upgrade phone that Stacy picked up a couple weeks ago, because her, you know, 2-year contract with Verizon had come to an end, and for $50, they gave her a $50 discount for, you know, upgrading, and then another $50 rebate. So a $150 phone cost her $50, but I mean, it's got the keyboard, it's got all this other. I mean, I'm like, holy smokes! So, we haven't even hit the 2 o'clock hour. Usually it's about 1:30, 2 o'clock when little kids have a meltdown, and one little girl right in front of me is, you know, 40 feet away having a meltdown. Guess she didn't get enough sugar on her Cheerios. What's that?
The time change.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Well, these aren't our girls. They don't, you know. Meltdowns went out of the picture a long time ago. So I know I've got other voices there. Who else is with us besides Kathy and Vance?
This is Vance.
Okay, Harold.
Right.
Mary Margaret.
Mary Margaret.
Shanice.
Bill
and Joe. And Bill and Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Good morning, Molly.
Steve.
Good morning, Steve. And I know there is another Silver Wellness Consultant, I believe Silver, Frank Phelps, who is first level to Dennis and Ruth Williams, has been in Nick in a while, and he will either be joining us today or, you know, and just so you guys know, for the record, I will not be hosting this next week. You guys are welcome to stay on the line or get back on the line and have a discussion post-convention or, you know, about what we discussed. But I am in no way obligated to, you know, stay on this line next Saturday past my 20, 25 minutes after disseminated information as I can, because I will want to get back in that session. So on that note, Kathy and I, since we've been doing all the talking already, besides the lovely Vera Prostrednik that was with us, what are you guys' thoughts? Those of you who are not going to be attending the convention that weren't on the line, why? And I'm not beating you up and saying you guys are, you know, bozos for not coming to the convention. Other stuff happens. Trust me. We missed the convention 2 years ago. Just because of, you know, another commitment we had. So we do make it a point to try and make them all. However, that one we didn't. So what are you guys expecting to be able to glean from what Nikan's going to introduce? So let's start with the guys first, and then I'll whittle our way through, and we'll use the DCOFs as our crossover since there's a guy and a gal represented. But Steve, what are you expecting?
Well, I'm expecting to be motivated just because of the leaders' motivation, you know, the excitement that they have, and excited about new things that they'll be rolling out. We know that I just have a feeling that we'll have some new products, and hopefully the far infrared will be readdressed again, which will be exciting, sort of by what I took as a tip that Bob Richards had a couple weeks ago on Rick's call. But just excited that the leadership, a lot of the leadership is working a little bit closer together, not a lot, but a little bit closer together, and to have the momentum that started with the NBA event trickle down to the rest of the convention attendees, I think will be really exciting.
Okay. Harold.
Well, I'm lucky that I have Vera as my upline, and so we actually get together a lot. She motivates me. She's really terrific. So unfortunately, I can't go this year, but she is going, so I'm going to get motivated by her when she comes back, because Vera is so up all the time. It's just really terrific. So looking forward to finding out what the new products are. It's not really hard for me to get motivated, but as an example of not being motivated, what happens sometimes is that you get flat. For the last week, I've been not doing really anything with Z-Cam because I've got two big art shows coming up. So I've been doing nothing but framing and matting and cutting boards and all sorts of things for that. And so I had to put all my energy in that. Now it's like I really miss that. I've got to get back into it. I've just been anxious for the last 4 or 5 days that I haven't been able to do what I'd like to do. So, you know, I think we can motivate ourselves. We motivate ourselves by those around us. And I think the additional motivation of the big convention that comes up is just so helpful. And I appreciate what NECAN does when they put on these big shows. I was at one in California, Disneyland, 2 years back. And, oh, my goodness, they bought, I guess, a quarter of Disneyland just about for the weekend. And there were, it seemed like there were about 10 tables of nothing but food all over the place. And
Harold, you brought up something, and not that I don't want to stroll down memory lane, because I was at that event, and that was one of the highlights of my NECAN career over the last 16 years. However, you brought up something that you said you can't wait till Vera gets back home. Here's an assignment for you guys. As active business builders with NECAN, as active wellness consultants who want to take your business to the next level and continue sharing your story and being able to inspire other people, as the NECAN philosophy and mission statement, you know, proclaims, find somebody and don't call me, okay? All right? You can't, we're off the hook, and Kathy is off the hook. And Vera is off the hook, okay? So you can't use the three of us that were on the call. Find somebody else that you know. It doesn't have to be an upline. It doesn't have to be, somebody in your organization. It doesn't have, it could be anybody. I don't care who it is. Find somebody that you know that's going to the convention that will permit you, because most of us have the advantage of being able to do this with the time zone difference. But on Friday afternoon or Friday night, that this person will agree to accepting a phone call from you on their cell phone. And I would schedule it, you know, like 9, 10 o'clock. Actually, next Friday night, the bulk of the people at the convention will not be at the VIP President's Club reception. So anytime on Friday evening, set a time with somebody that you can call them and say, I'm not able to be at the convention. Can I call you and leech as much information from you as possible on Friday night, and then do it again on Saturday night? That way you don't have to wait home. You take that and put it with the email information that you'll be able to see online immediately, and you'll have a piece of that convention right at your fingertips. Frank Phelps, are you on the line? I'm going to take that as a no. Joe and Bill, Decoff, what are you looking forward out of this convention? Did you guys hang up? Did you go to the bathroom?
Well,
there you are.
Okay, we were on mute, hopefully. We're just trying to get out of Gatlinburg as we're going through the smoke. We can't even go in through Gatlinburg. We're just going down the street. And we're trying to not have Garmin talking in your ear. Okay, what are we looking for? Word two. You know, and I was listening to the conversation about the motivation, which for me is self-motivation. But we always hear how, you know, you're in this business for yourself, but not by yourself. But by golly, you know, when it's your own business, it's not like when I was a teacher and I was a part of the staff. You know, I was in my room, part of the staff, part of the school. And how I sort of think about comparing this is that it is my business, and I'm a small part of a great picture, because I'm not visionary, but thank goodness Mr. Masuda was. And so this is the time when I can get a bigger vision than my little classroom or my little office in Wichita, Kansas, and the picture. And that's what I think, and being with other people who are getting glimpses of that picture, too. So I think that motivates me.
Okay. Fantastic. Bill, is Bill on the line, or are you going to pass the phone? Are you guys on speakerphone? Does he want to add anything to that?
I'm here, Vince. Like Joe said, trying to find my way out of Gatlinburg. I am looking forward to many of the same things. I guess just the excitement of the convention, because I'm one who needs some motivation. Sometimes it's easy to feel you're kind of out there all by yourself, and so that's always what's important to me, to be able to be a part of this great organization and just to really...
Okay. Fantastic.
That's that.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the party.
Molly?
Yes.
Molly, you're going to be at the convention, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and because one of your new people, Star, is going to be there with you.
Yes.
What is Molly hoping to glean, hoping to walk away from after next weekend takes place?
Lots of new things, like Kathy mentioned, technology and scared.
What was the last point, and what?
The new technology, I'm scared of it. I'm left behind, you know, that kind of a feeling. So I have to really head on with the technology that I am not familiar with. And I take away with a lot of business cards and have notes written on it. That why I want to reconnect with that person after the convention, get to know people's ups and downs, like my own up and down, other people's testimony on business and their product experience, important to me. And of course the excitement. Talking about motivation, when you get together with a group, I feel I'm melted. I'm one of the many who are in. So be one of those crowd is a wonderful feeling. Now, sometimes I feel that I am in Nikken because of that kind of a oneness feeling.
Okay. Mary Margaret, Triple M.
Well, it's sort of like what's been said, just the excitement and the camaraderie and encouragement of mutually, you know, and say, oh gosh, you know, not a lot of people here, but a lot of people in there, we're all together. You know, that's a good stuff.
Okay.
And part of that, I wanted to ask a question about something you mentioned on the earlier call, I mean the earlier, you know, pre-call here, about that invitation to the 4-minute video being a good emailing people. Could you give us that email?
It's on the Wellness Network, and it was emailed to me, and I haven't even had a chance to open it because I was, you know, getting so focused on doing, you know, too many other tasks before we left town. But it's on the Wellness Network. That's all I can tell you where it's at. I know Joe Dekoff originally emailed it to me. Joe, can you email that to Mary Margaret? Is that possible?
Well, Sam, that website is The Wellness Network.
Okay, thewellnessnetwork.com.
Yes.
And what is the 4-minute video called again, Kathy? It's something about...
Partnership offering.
Partnership offering. That's the one you're looking for, Mary Margaret. Partnership offering.
On the menu, emails and e-bytes. It will say e-bytes on the menu.
So partnership, what was that other word? Partnership
offering. Offering, like take an offering at church.
Okay, and then after that to go to this next thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. And you can email it. You can email it to yourself, and you'll see exactly how it would come to a prospect of you of yours.
Thank you.
Okay, Janice.
Yes.
The question is, and I believe you're the last one here. What are you expecting to glean from the convention next weekend? And can you do that? Because you're not going to be there in person, correct?
Nope, I'm not going to know.
Okay. So can you do that? Can you get in touch with somebody that you know is going to be there, and say, can I suck the life out of you on Friday night and again on Saturday night or maybe Sunday morning first thing? Can you do that?
Yep, I think I only know one person from around here that's going that I know of. So.
Okay. Okay.
Possibility.
I'll tell you what's going to happen here is that when you guys contact somebody and say, hey, I want to be a leech, and can I count on you to either take good notes or to glean as much motivation, excitement, and education and all these other things, can I count on you that I can call you next Friday, next Saturday night, next Sunday morning? Their learning curve is going to go up because they're not only, you know, assimilating the information for themselves, but they're now thinking, well, I've got to take really good notes because they're going to, you know, Janice is going to call me and she's going to beat me up if I don't have all this information. You're actually going to do them a favor. Trust me.
Yep,
because
I agree.
Because the sole reason that Vance Rogers went to Bible school and studied to be a pastor, I don't really want to be a pastor. I wanted to understand how to look at the Bible and study it and learn it and read it as a pastor would so that I can glean information from it and be able to disseminate to other people. And it's no different in this situation. So on that note, Janice, what are you expecting to get from next weekend?
I've always found that the trickle-down effect works quite effectively. And given, you know, I ask people, what's one of the core things that you learn from there? What, in other words, what can I learn from them? So that would be one of the questions I would ask people. And we get a lot from, like, the next week out of your call and stuff and a little bit of information. We get a lot of information from you all. We don't get maybe that level of enthusiasm to come home with, but we do get a lot of information, and I'm really thankful for that, because not everybody can make it.
Right. Okay. Good. Okay, did I miss anybody? I don't have my blank notepad in front of me that I can scribble names down. I can't exactly write in the sand that fast, you know, with my foot. Okay, all right, we got everybody covered. Okay, well, what is our time? Somebody tell me what the time is right now.
8:00.
Oh, perfect. Okay, I need to go make sure my... Yes, go ahead, Kathy.
I've given myself an assignment, since I am going to be there, that on Friday night, instead of calling someone and getting information, I'm going to call some key people in my downline and tell them what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that's going to be important?
Get them excited, have them ready, have them ready to... hit the ground running Tuesday morning, because I get
mm-hmm.
home at midnight on Monday.
Mm-hmm. And let me this could go one of two ways. One, they're going to say, you know, in their mind, they're going to go, oh, great, Janice is going to call me, or, sorry, Kathy's going to call me, and she's going to vomit Nikan all over me Friday night or Saturday night, okay? They're either going to look at it that way, or with a little bit of preparation, you can say to them, ask them the question, would you be interested if I called you Friday night and told you what the new technologies are as far as the products, the new advancements they've made, they're going to make available to us online, the new trainings that they're going to be introducing, or do you just want to wait until I get back home to the Seattle area?
Yeah, I can call you.
I can call you, and if you want more, you could jump on Vance's call Saturday morning if you can muster yourself out of bed, you know, at 7 a.m., you know, on the West Coast. So you can look at this a lot of different ways, you guys, and just because you're not there doesn't mean that you have to wait until the following week after the convention to start putting this stuff to use. You know, it's exactly like what Vera said, that every time we went to the convention, our business went up. Take the information. Remember that information is power. Unless we use that information and disseminate it to the people, to our contacts, it's not going to do us any good. And there's a lot of great, since Vance and Stacy have hundreds of people that we've never even had the opportunity to introduce to Nikan. And what's interesting is one of the phone calls I made Thursday night to touch base with somebody was, I said to him, hey, when I get back from this 10 days in Florida, and in my mind I'm going, you know, while you're sitting here in the drizzle in, you know, Portland at 45 and 50 degrees, and I'll be enjoying the sun at 85 degrees and no drizzle. I didn't say that, though. I didn't want to rub it in too bad. I said, but when I get back, let's get together. And he said, yeah, that CD you gave me, you know, both Holly and I, my wife and I, we listen to it, but we still don't have a clue what it is that you do. And I said, well, I don't know what I do either. I don't really know what I've been doing for the last 16 years, but I sure am having a lot of fun and I get a lot of freedom. He's like, yeah, and I'm going to have a lot more freedom, but I'm not going to get, you know, much pay out of it if the things continue at my job because they barely made payroll last week. So what do you think Vance is going to do with that information when I get back? You know, before I even get home, I will have the appointment scheduled with him and his wife. They've been over to our house before. I mean, I see him all the time. He's a fellow, you know, firefighter. But bottom line, it's time that we step it up, and I'm talking to myself here, and say, look, this is what we do. Our number one responsibility is to inspire other people with wellness, physically, financially, spiritually, emotionally. We've got it. They're looking for it. It's our job to get out there and make it happen. So on that note, you guys, I want to wish you a wonderful week. I will be enjoying my family here at Disney. And networking with another fellow Silver Wellness Consultant who's not an organization who happens to work here that is going to score us some free tickets. It's all about networking, right? And anyways, we'll talk next Saturday morning. And if there's anything that we can do, if it's absolutely urgent, imperative, that three-way that just can't wait till we get back from Florida, you guys know my cell phone number. Give me a call. And you can leave a message. I did change. Those of you who heard my obnoxious greeting on my cell phone, you don't have to leave a message. I'll know that you called. But if you don't trust enough, always leave us a message at home, and we'll do our best to get back to you in a timely manner. So you guys have a great week. Thank you for being on the call. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.